For today's That's Entertainment, I'm talking to singer-songwriter Bella Hardy, BBC Folk Awards Singer of the Year in 2014. She's just become an ambassador for High Peak Community Arts. Bella, tell us how you became involved.
Well, I didn't really know an awful lot about High Peak Community Arts, somebody from the organisation came and talked to me and a gig I did in January in Buxton. And it was a gig I was performing at the Green Man Gallery in Buxton, organised by somebody who used to be my secondary school drama teacher, actually. She's called Caroline Small, and she's a wonderful force for arts in the Peak District as well. And I talked to Caroline and said, I've just been talking to this lovely lady about High Peak Community Arts, and Caroline really endorsed the organisation, and she said what wonderful work they're doing. And so I went up and looked up the organisation, and when they asked me to be an ambassador, they sent me a wee letter. I was over the moon to just be involved in any way I could in something that promotes kind of people participating in art in any way possible in the Peak District.
And you're from Edale originally.
So, I am from Edale, yeah.
Yeah, so you understand what it's like to grow up in quite an isolated rural area where you don't have easy access to creative arts facilities, don't you?
I do. I understand. I'm from Edale, right at the top end. I enjoy Edale very much. I actually still go back on a very regular basis because my family's still in the Peak District. So I'm very lucky that I get to... I travel for my work a lot, playing music all over. And I have a flat up in Glasgow where there's loads of great music. But I'm usually back in the Peaks once a month as well. So that's lovely for me to get to still be part of the community back home. And I think it can be tricky because, you know, as a young person especially, it's quite hard to get yourself to places, literally. There wasn't any buses coming up my way. It was a 2-mile walk to the train station, which we did quite happily. But there was a lot going on, and there was a lot of music making going on when I was a young person. There was the choir in Edale. There was a junior choir when I was growing up. The primary school had a very active musical input and lots and lots of stuff going on. And I remember there being all sorts of crafts and arts and things to do, and I'm really encouraged that that might still be going on. I think it's a really important part of any community life, and in a rural community, it kind of manages to bridge those locational gaps between peoples.
And so how do you see your role with High Peak Community Arts?
Well, I'm just going to do as much as I can to promote what the organisation is doing. I have, you know, a social media status with Twitter and Facebook and things, which I talk about the music that I make, but also the music of people I love and the arts that I see that of things I love. So I'm going to try my hardest to raise awareness, really, of what High Peak Community Arts are doing. And I'm just going to try and go along to as much as many of the events that they hold as possible, because I'm actually just really interested as well. And for me, it's, you know, it's got both sides to it. I get to promote them, but I also get to go and see all the stuff that's going on and be part of that, which for me is very beneficial too, because I really do enjoy helping and being part of. I think it helps me too, any kind of artistic creation. For me, that's why I got into music. It was all about the social side and the connectivity that you get to other people through that.
And will you introduce a track? I mean, your latest album, With the Dawn, was voted Time's Top 10 World Music Folk Album last year. Would you introduce a track for us?
I will. I think we'll have maybe, seeing as we're having talking about home and coming home, and there's a track on the album called Time Wanders On, which actually I wrote with a friend from Canada, and I went to visit her and wrote it while I was looking at the Rockies from Calgary in Canada. But really, it's about wherever you go and whatever you do, that, you know, your feet will so often bring you home.
High above the trees, I've